Mike, you blame me for that one.
I'm sure Twitch, does Twitch like that, or do they, I can't see Twitch. Courtney's watching the Twitch chat. Are they, are they mad about
No,
that
there's or? Some people giving dancing emojis. Okay. All right.
Yeah, not, all right. I mean, pretty big hit in its time, and my old man loved Thunderbirds. That was his car. That was his car.
Okay.
So that song always meant a lot to me.
That is lovely.
Yes. We are in Newport, Rhode Island, a Flex Friday roadshow with a bunch of great Newport, Rhode Island people. Good morning. Thank you for being here. You guys are incredible. We do the Whaler show or the Rhode Island road show, and then we say, well, you know what? So many people come out, we should do another one. And we did it, and so many people came out. So thank you so much, you guys. We do have for you as a gift, parting gift, a wiener.
Hey, keep it classy.
Wally's wieners. We have everybody gets to leave during the show and get yourself a glizzy, as Shine would say. So, feel free to come over during a break, and we'll give you a free hot dog.
Shine does no bun anymore.
Just yellow mustard.
No bun.
You can see our giant wiener, Ken, if you want to grab one.
Ken has done a great job. Can we have a round of applause for Ken?
Boss man.
Good job, Ken.
Great job. Yeah. And same with Amen Corner, who's down here running everything on Twitch.
Good job.
And Griff, our engineer, round of applause for those guys.
Amen Culpo.
Awesome. And Carolyn, our marketing director, also, was that your title? Marketing guru, whatever it is. Great job, too. So round of applause for Carolyn. Get all that.
How is that Amen Culpo not stuck?
Amen Culpo.
Amen Culpo.
Well, you're back here in Rhode Island. You must get sentimental about your lost love when you're down here. That's a girl.
There's actually,
you guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Yeah. Eamon has an invisible sculpture he sold of them dancing.
Yeah. Hopefully she's not done being the breadwinner, because when's he going
to
play again?
I don't know. He's going over to Germany and all types of stuff to get evaluated.
That tendonitis or whatever it is now in the other leg of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
So I don't know. Both Achilles?
Well, that's what they're saying, that both calves, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, obviously, if you got to go to Germany to get, like, a specialist to look at you, that's never a good sign. So, I mean, that's obviously that's going to affect the 49ers just because of what Christian McCaffrey means to that team. So, it's crazy.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to this morning from Newport at the Audrain Automobile Museum, including They Said It coming up at 7. And certainly we will discuss the report. I'll call it a report that the Patriots locker room is teetering on mutiny. That of course disappeared after that report was made. It disappeared from the interwebs. Obviously a retraction of sorts, but we'll talk about that with you all morning long.
All that does is bring more attention to the initial report.
Correct. You can't get rid of it once it's out there. You can't get rid of
it. That's so weird. Why do they care about that?
I get why.
It's a report. There's been a million reports.
Yeah, but it's a guy who works for the team.
I mean, I don't think anybody even knows who he is.
I think people that follow the Patriots pretty closely do follow him. Yeah.
They would feel that he's probably pretty plugged in, and that if he's saying this, like, you know.
But everybody's been saying that. Tom Curran on the radio station says it's teetering. What's the difference between teetering and being in a mutiny? You've heard players.
Curtis, you're not a seaman like myself.
Oh.
Mutiny is not a good thing.
Ahoy.
Especially if you're the captain.
Right. It's I understand that. We had one with our prior PD. Thankfully, he's off to better things.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, the vibes have changed real quick from the start of training camp.
Yeah.
We didn't even make it through, 5 weeks of the season?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I may address that in my lead.
Good tease.
Bill Guy, tried.
Yeah, all boy, right. Those Falcons miss Bill.
Bill Guy here. All right. So we will get to They Said It at 7. Then we'll do guest leads here at 7:20, right around there. So hopefully you guys brought some guest leads this morning. And as I mentioned, Jelani Tavai will join us at about 7:45 on this morning's show on a Patriots Friday. But let's get right to it, Chime.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time, great choice for a lead song this morning. That's The Clash. Great choice. I'd take you to be a Clash guy, Shine.
Yeah, I dabble a little bit. I kind of like it.
All right.
I like their vibe.
For Leeds. Leeds this morning. Shime, start us off.
Yeah, good morning. So question for the room here. I'd love if somebody could answer. Does anybody know what Jacoby Brissett's time to throw in the NFL ranks in terms of 1 to 32, where he ranks in time to throw the football?
Currently now or total career or now?
Currently now, this season.
Time to throw.
Yep.
I'd say middle of the pack.
I mean, I would say toward the bottom if you're doing it that way. Not a lot of time, I would say.
Okay.
I think he has more time than you think.
Well,
if
Wiggy,
you watch the games.
Wiggy, you might be onto something.
If you watch the games, he has more time than you actually think.
Okay.
Well, I brought this up in week two when they faced the Seahawks, and everybody said, no, Shime, the offensive line's just horrible. Well, Jacoby Brissett actually has the eighth highest average time to throw. Eighth. He's top 10 in average time to throw despite the offensive line issues. Like, here's the thing. Jacoby Brissett has plenty of time to throw the football. He's just not that good. Like, we saw it on the interception that ended up being a pick six. There were two guys wide open on the right side of the football field that he just never even looked at. Instead, he stared down the same guy and threw it at him. So here's the thing. Is the offensive line good? No, but they're not quite as bad as we think they are because Jacoby Brissett holds onto the ball for an eternity. He sits there and he just holds it and he waits, and by that time, he's screwed. He can't do anything. That is both on him and the offensive coordinator. They need to figure this out. It is insane that they are in the
number,
top
like
10.
Three and a half? What's that number? Three and a half? Three?
Probably. I got the ranking from Ian Harditz over at Fantasy Life. He said that Jacoby Brissett is eighth in time to throw, up there with dudes like Justin Fields, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, and Lamar Jackson, despite being roughly 10 times slower than all of those guys.
So you're saying when we are blaming the offensive line when it comes to this football team struggles, we're blaming the wrong part of the operation?
That is correct. I believe the majority of the blame should be directed at the quarterback and the offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I mean, I like I said, you watch plenty of these games. I mean, and Shime's right. You think about how many times we've sat there in frustration saying, throw the football, throw the football, throw the football. And then he doesn't have the ability, like Shime brought up some of those other guys, Justin Fields, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson. He doesn't have the ability, the escapability to get out of there with his legs.
Well, you don't even need to know that he's eighth in the league because Wiggy brings it up all the time. He wouldn't have the chance to hold on to the ball for too long if he was getting sacked every single time immediately.
Right.
So he wouldn't have that opportunity.
Yeah, and no wonder the receivers are pissed because he's just sitting there holding the ball in the pocket instead of throwing the ball to them.
Mm. All right, Sean, great lead. Thank you. Curtis,
thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. So last night, watching the Atlanta Falcons beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in overtime behind a great performance from Kirk Cousins had me wondering why don't we do that? What we have, the Patriots have $50 million, if you believe in the cap, of cap space. It's just money, and you would actually have a quarterback that would fit what Ken was talking about yesterday, that is a pro-level quarterback that could tutor and help Drake May along the way he's doing it with Michael Penix, and he would elevate the offense and keep you in games so that you might be 8-9. And at least if you want to get a full bridge year, you have Drake May behind someone who's actually worth your money to watch and support.
Would you want, if you could shake him loose, would you want Russell Wilson?
No, he's nothing. I mean, he's better than Jacoby Brissett, but he doesn't play. And he's also kind of a dink. Like, I feel like Jacoby Brissett's great in terms of a personality. He just sucks as a player. And I just would love to hear what Robert Kraft's excuse would be for that. Because what's the downside? If he sucks, it's just money, and it's going to be a short-term deal. You have plenty of cash. You have plenty of cap space. And then you get a team that, I don't know, the defense is representative. Then you might be a playoff team.
Yeah, but the Kirk Cousins deal is going to be like 4 years. Because they gave him 100 and what? $20 million guaranteed money?
Who cares?
But
just cash.
When you were in the offseason and had the opportunity to be in the quarterback market, I'm assuming that the main reason you chose Jacoby Brissett was his familiarity with Alex Van Pelt, correct?
I would agree with that.
That would be really, really short-sighted because...
But that's got to be it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, but if Kirk Cousins was not someone who was with Alex Van Pelt and was 1 year, $8 million, he would be here. And if Jacoby Brissett was $40 million a year, he'd be in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's all about the money. The fit is, I mean, what?
So maybe it wasn't as much about the familiarity as it was that you could get him for $8 million. Yeah. And
right. And you know,
yeah, but you could have got Russell Wilson for less.
Right.
Right. Because I think Pittsburgh only paid him like $1 million. So it is more about the familiarity, because there are other quarterbacks out there. I don't know what Joe Flacco's making backing up Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. But you could have probably got other veteran quarterbacks. Well,
I brought up Joe Flacco the other day, and somebody in the Twitch chat was like, Joe Flacco, LMAO. It's like he wins a football game for you. I mean, right. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
you cannot laugh at anybody when Jacoby Brissett's your starting quarterback.
Yeah. All right, Curtis, great lead.
Thank you.
Do you guys like Curtis's lead? He needs encouragement. He's positive reinforcement. Right.
I react better to things being thrown at me.
All right. We are in Newport, Rhode Island, a Flex Friday roadshow, and we are going to get to Courtney's lead and to Wiggy's lead and to my lead coming up next. And then later on this morning, we'll talk to Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots at about 7:45 on a Patriots Friday. And Jay Leno will be here with us at about 8:45 this morning at the Audrain Automobile Museum in Newport.